Welcome to episode 4 of the Rebel Within podcast. This episode is going to be titled Inspired, Looking for Inspiration. For those of you who don't know, not only do I have this podcast, but I have a couple YouTube channels and I'm an independent author. And in that, I have 4 books that I have published. I have 3 poetry books and a short story book. Truth is, man, I've been trying to work on a new project for a while. And it just seems like I've come to, like, an end. A dead end. Like, not like writer's block. Like, I don't have writer's block. Like, I can write whatever I want. It's just, I just don't feel inspired. Most of the times, I'm just too tired to want to sit down and write, especially pick up the keyboard or sit in front of the keyboard and sit down in front of my computer and type. I mean, I have so many ideas in my head, and I have so many ideas already down on paper, parts of it anyway. You know, because I love so much different stuff, you know. I'm a huge Stephen King fan, Edgar Allan Poe fan, probably more Poe than King. You know, their works have inspired me to be a writer. They're probably the 2 authors who made me want to put pen to paper and write. But lately, I just haven't been inspired. I don't know what it is. I just feel like that I've just come to this dead end. I have, like, several stories, like, kind of horror stories written. I've got some westerns that I've been doing. I've got, like, a bunch of stuff. I've actually got a couple stories that are done. They just need some editing and maybe added a few things here and there just sort of kind of make it flow a little bit better. And they're pretty much complete. Because I had thought about doing like another short story book with of like horror stories or dark tales or something like that, you know. And I think one of my problems for me too is that my first 2 books came so easy to me. Like my first book, which was my poetry book called Restless Spirit. Most of the poems that were in that book were pretty much already written and had been written for a while. A lot of them just needed some editing and some retweaking and everything. So they come out fairly easy. I mean, there were a few new poems that I had wrote, you know, at the time, but not that many. I mean, most of them had already been done and had been done for a while. So, that just kind of come natural to me, come easy to me. It was just pretty much typing them, putting them on the page, putting in the book, the format and everything, all that. That took more time than really anything. Then my second book, Thompson Creek, which was my short story book. The first story inside of there, Thompson Creek, I had in my mind for probably several years. And originally when I thought of it, I thought it would be something cool. Either a TV series or a movie based on my hometown. But the name changed everything and maybe, you know, a few little odd and end things changed. But I thought that would be cool. And it took me a while, and I finally wrote it. The story behind that is, which is kind of funny, is I was laying in bed one night, couldn't sleep, tried and tried to sleep. I don't know what it was, just couldn't sleep. So I got up. I said, you know what? So I'm gonna go upstairs and write. And I wrote the first chapter of Thompson Creek. Finally was getting tired, went to bed, laid down, got back up the next morning, went in and finished it. The second story in that book, I had an idea that I had all the way back when I was in high school. Probably, I think, like a sophomore or a junior or something. And I think I actually, at one time, had wrote a few pages on it, but I never could find it. But I knew what the story was about, who the characters were. The only things that I changed for the book was the title of the story and where the story starts off at. But the characters and the pretty much the plot of the book was pretty much all the same. Or the plot of the story was all the same. Then my other story in their obsession, I wrote back when I lived in Carolina right before I moved to New York years ago. I had it only on, I think I may have typed it up one time. And I tweaked a few things in it, added a few little things here and there. But it was pretty much done. It was pretty much the same story from beginning to end. And then the last story in there called Life Happens. I sat down one day, had an idea, wrote it in like a weekend, and that was it. I mean, the book came to me pretty natural and pretty easy. The hardest part was finding the right kind of cover. I had like several different covers for it. Like I published it 3 or 4 times with like different covers till I finally found the one that I wanted. And I actually have a few proof copies with different covers, but like I said, the hardest part was the cover, the formatting, and all that stuff. And the rest of it was easy. Then my second poetry book came out called Winds of Change. That one kind of took a little bit of time because I didn't have as much stuff then that I had written left over to use. So I just wrote a bunch of stuff and like I probably had, I don't know how many poems at the time, you know. So I wrote that and put that out. That was fairly easy. And then the last book I put out was called Before the Storm. It was fairly easy. I mean, pretty much it was poems left over from Winds of Change and couple I found had stored away somewhere, edited and everything, and throwed together and put it in a book. So, I mean, really, in a way, kind of technically, all my books kind of came easy to me, not real difficult, but I had pretty much everything kind of, I knew what I wanted, if that makes sense. But now it's like, I find myself trying to be inspired. And I don't know what I need to be inspired with. You know, I don't know if it's, maybe going out reading another book from somebody that I don't know. Because not only am I inspired by Poe and King, but, you know, I love Louis Moore, Larry McMurtry. Elmore Leonard is a great author that I read a lot of books from. I finally got into that Craig Johnson, the guy that done the Walt Longmire series of books that the TV show was based on. And so I don't know. Maybe I just need to one day go over to the library and pick with my library card and get a book, maybe. I don't know. You know, being a fan of Poe, you know, I've always wanted to go to Baltimore and visit his gravesite. And I've been to the Edgar Allan Poe Museum in Richmond, Virginia, and I want to go again. So maybe one day I'll take that trip. I'll go and do that and do both at the same time. I don't know. You know, I don't know what I need to be inspired. But maybe it's that. I need a long walk on the beach. Because I don't live too far from Myrtle Beach. Maybe I need to go somewhere I've never been or whatever. Maybe I need a long road trip. Go see some people. Maybe I need some great sex. Maybe that would work. That would really be great. That would really be nice, actually. That might actually inspire me more than anything, but I don't know. I don't know what it is I'm looking for to be inspired, but I think I'll find it. What inspires you? What makes you tick? What makes you do the things you want to do? For me, I don't know, but I'll find it soon. Like I said, maybe it's some of those things I just listed. But hopefully it won't be long and I'll have my book complete and I bring it out to the world and have people out enjoying it, reading it and everything. But I've got a good friend. Her name is Patricia Compton, and a.k.a. Trish, a.k.a. Ice Pest Queen. And she's a really great friend, and she's a great author and a great writer. And I love her work. I told her one day that we're an artist and your art matters. And it does. And she's got some good books out. If you ever get a chance to read it, check her out on Amazon. Patricia Compton. She's got several books out. They're really good. And she's kind of inspired me and helped me be with my writing and everything. Kind of reading my stuff when I would write a little something. And I'd let her read it and ask her what she thinks. So I just want to say thank you to her. And thank you to all those people out there who continue to support me and all that stuff. Well, I guess I'm going to go. That's all I have for today, really. But this is Wild Bill. And I'm signing out of the Rebel Within podcast. You have a great day. Take care. Bye.